Welcome to Winning on the Inside and Out. My name is Issa Teese, and I'm here to share with you the wisdom I have gleaned in over 30 years of powerful personal difficulties, successes, private coaching, and business development. Massive success in our outer world can only occur when we shift our inner world. Now is the time for us to shift from existing to thriving. Please visit our website at www.ourwealthbuildingsystem.com. Hey, hey, hey. Hi, everyone. This is Issa Teese, winning on the inside and out. Boy, it feels really good to be with you today. I'm sitting here in actually my husband's office and thinking to myself, wow, how lucky, how powerful is it that I get to sit here, work from home, and do what it is that I really love to do. I really invite you to have that in your life as well. It's very, very exciting, and it's very, very powerful to be able to live the life that you choose. So, you know, I know that many of you are now following these podcasts, and I am so appreciative of that, because what it feels like is our family is growing. And those of you that are visiting our website, www.ourwealthbuildingsystem.com, appreciate you kind of checking in and seeing what's going on. So let me ask you today, how many of you would love to learn a massive tool that will help you create success in every area of your life? And how many of you are willing to use these tools to change everything in your business and in your personal relationships? I'll tell you what, the thing I know for sure is information is great, but it doesn't mean jack if you don't follow through and you use it. So after you're done listening to this call today, you are going to have a new code called the Art of Listening that will really, really shift everything for you. You're going to be able to experience people differently than you ever have before. You're going to actually be able to experience yourself differently than you ever have before. And I will tell you, that feels really good. By nature, we don't want to speak at all because we're too afraid or too shy. Or perhaps we're at the other extreme and we just like to speak with everything all in. That means we never stop. Sometimes we do that because we're so insecure that we feel if we take control of the conversation that nobody can actually get to us and harm us. Other time it's because we're just so exuberant and we're alive with life and we just want to share everything that we have because we're loving what it is that's going on. But regardless of the reason, most people have no real awareness of what they're even saying. And they have even less awareness about what's going on with the other person. They just keep speaking and speaking. And I'm seeing this with many people, and not just those in the business world. It's also happening on a personal relationship level in a very big way. One of the times when Raphael and I went to India, we were in silence for 3 full weeks. Yes, you heard me correctly, 3 full weeks. Any of you that know me know that that was a mastery in and of itself, because I am a little bit of the chatty Kathy type. And this experience changed everything for us. It changed it for Raphael, and it changed it for me, and it changed our relationship. When you can't speak, you start to listen. Not just to those that you're speaking to, but also to what's going on inside of you. Our society is a data overload society. And what we really live in is a place of who can do it the fastest, who can do the most, who can do it the biggest, who can do it the betterest. You know, that's the way we're set up right now. And listening means that it means that you've got to be present with people. And we're not encouraged to be still. We're not encouraged to listen or to be present. If you look, I was looking at CNN the other day, and on the television, there's like the ticker tape things going off on the bottom. There's a whole bunch of stuff going off on the right that's flashing, changing. There's stuff going off on the left and literally something going on the right. And just somehow in the middle of the page or the middle of the TV screen is this little person speaking. There is so much data on that screen. I was like, whoa, this is amazing. And most people don't even realize it. And we have taught ourselves to take on this kind of data overload in such a way that it's no wonder that we're scattered, we're fragmented, and we're feeling like we can't do enough and we can't do it fast enough. And we don't know how to slow down, and we really don't know how to listen. So if you're going to win on the inside and have that translate to an outer expression of success, then it's going to take you slowing down, listening to you, listening to your body, and listening to what other people are saying. Because when you hook up with that kind of connection, that's when everything changes. The communication was not meant to be a one-way event. When we're attentive, we actually hear what the other person is saying, instead of using the time they're speaking as a way to prepare our best response. And if you want your business to succeed, if you want to have more friends, if you want to feel better about you and the people you're around, then they have to know that you care. Well, being present and really listening is a sign of caring. If you want more people to feel good around you, you have to become a great listener. You go out on a date, you're with your partner, you're with your children. How many times have your kids come to you and they're so excited to share with you and you're going, got it, as you're doing your email and you're typing away, or you're watching TV, or you're doing something, or perhaps you even say something, not now, I don't have time, Jimmy, I can't really listen to that right now, and you push them away. Have you wondered why things are the way are in our life? We've lost sight of being present. We've lost sight of listening. We've stopped being in a state of awareness. So let me give you an example. Let's say you want to call Susie about something with your business, and she tells you that she's really overloaded. Well, actually, I'm gonna make this a multi-level marketing. We've been in multi-level marketing, and we happen to love that industry, by the way. And it's a great way to get residual income, but that's another whole story. But let's just say that you want to call Susie about your network marketing company and your business. And she tells you, look, I appreciate your call. I'm really overloaded right now. My husband just had surgery. There's a lot of stress at home. But you don't hear her. You know, she's going on and on telling you from her art what's going on, but you're not listening. And so you go on with all your excitement. You have to tell her about with all the great things that your company does, and you go on and on. And after a bit, you realize that perhaps you've been a little over the top. So you stop and say, so what do you think? And she slowly responds with, I can't think of anything like this right now. I have a real family crisis going on. I could be interested maybe at another time, but I have to get my husband out of critical condition. Again, you're not really being a good listener, and you proceed with, well, you know, you can work this as little or as much as you'd like, and you can fit it into what works best for you. Well, Susie is now clear that you are not listening, you are not hearing her, and she realizes you don't even care that she's stressed and she's under a great deal of pressure and she has a great deal of worry about her husband, and she starts to get really angry. She feels unacknowledged, and she says, look, Jasper, I'm not interested in this. Please don't ruin our friendship by talking to me about this ever again. Boom, hangs up. Well, the lack of listening here blew the possibility of a really good lead. She clearly told you that she could be interested at another time when her situation changed. But if you'd been listening and you were present with her, you would have felt her stress, and you would have said something like, you know, Susie, I am so sorry to hear about your husband. Is there anything that I can do to support you right now? And you stop. And you listen. And she responds with, gosh, thanks for asking, Jasper. I just needed to hang in there. It's going to be okay. You know, I really appreciate you caring. And you reply with, well, would it be okay with I check back with you in a couple of weeks and just see how things are, see how he's doing, and we can discuss it further if the timing's right for you then. And she responds with, wow, that's really great. That sounds good. I'm sure things are going to settle down, and the more I think about it, the more I look forward to hearing about what you're so excited about. I mean, I get your passion. See, this story underscores something profound that's happening in our age. The transactions, as I was speaking about earlier with the CNN thing, they're happening in milliseconds. if we don't have our web page load in, you know, like 22 nanoseconds, we are very impatient. And we want the response from the ATM machine to be like right now. Our text messages, our responding to emails, staying in touch with our smartphones. You know, this is really good stuff. And believe me, you're talking to Techo Queen over here. I love technology. But it has had a little bit of an adverse impact on our human concentration and certainly on our patience level. You know, when we get an email, as soon as it hits the inbox, and especially this is true with texts, it's sealed with this little hidden expectation. I've got to respond right this second. There is an internal program that is sent with that text or that email that says, you better respond to me right away. I need an answer right this minute, please. I really, you know, we get on with it. And if the person who sends the email knows that you've got a smartphone, oh, you're in really big trouble, because they expect you to be checking your email every 20 minutes or maybe every 5, and your text consistently. So for sure, they want you to get back to them. See, the technological advances, as I said, you know, it's not that they're bad and they have a great upside, but they've also robbed us of our time. Our time to think, our time to contemplate, our time to be, our time to be still. They don't give us time to listen. And the value of really stopping and being with the person that is speaking is going to change everything. It will build and nurture relationships tremendously in your relationships at home, in your relationships at work, in your relationship with your children, in your relationship with your doctors and everybody else that you're interacting with. And it's going to make a significant difference in your work. We all need to feel that we're being heard and understood. It's a basic human need, and it's a primary need. It's so primary that it's as important as having food and water and air. Really, it truly is, because it's based on the sense of being loved. Remember, when you listen, that it denotes that you really care. And when you care, that equates to love. This is very important. So slow down. There is a reason that over the years we've lost our ability to listen, because it feels passive. We're in a very action-oriented time in our evolution. It's like the opposite of that action, and it's much faster to move to a decision based on the information that we already have rather than perhaps investigating it a little bit more deeply. But as we've done this, we have missed the important considerations and the sacrifices. We don't connect the same way. So understand that, you know, as you begin to change your listening style to a more empathic one, you're going to sometimes feel inefficient. There's a part of you that's going to say, I got to speed this up. I can't just like wait for this. I don't want to wait for their answer for them to get back to me. But you know what? If you don't change the way you do things, you're going to continue doing the same thing. We know the definition of idiot, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. And when we do it, the payback is dramatic, but it's going to come over the long run. It's a long haul kind of thing. Remember those words by that great Greek philosopher? And I'll tell you, when you really get this, I think this is really fun. And I heard it this morning when I was on a mastermind call this morning. I heard it again. And that is, nature gave us one tongue and two ears so we could hear twice as much as we speak. And since listening is as important as speaking in the communication process, and you know you want to improve your relationships, and you know you want your business to improve on every level and your personal relationships start to expand, then it's going to mean that you're going to have to exercise active listening tools. It means you're going to have to ask more questions. A powerful tool is give feedback or paraphrase what it is that you think that someone has just said to you. You can say something like, well, what I'm hearing you say is blah, blah, blah. And what I heard you say is this what you meant? And try nodding your head and asking them for some acknowledgement if you're with them in person. And if not, ask them on the phone too. And you can ask questions that'll demonstrate that you're really listening by what's being said. And you can say, wow, I really hear you, or something like that. And if you're with somebody in person, make eye contact with them. Even though you're sitting and you're listening quietly, it may not be enough for some people. Some people actually need active listening interchanges. See, this is not just about being polite. This is actually being engaged. This is like really caring. What a concept. Like really being present. And also be aware of your own filters and your triggers. And remember how when we have our own personal beliefs interchanged with what it is, we've got this old recycled ignorance that I've spoken about on another show. When we've got this running our lives, that we've got this upbringing and this culture programming going on, it is going to really have a lot to do with how well we listen and how well we don't and how well we think other people even have anything valuable to give us. We think perhaps we're the only ones who've got all the answers. How silly is that? These programs can interfere with our ability to hear. So here's some powerful tools to implement if you'd like to create a better business and a better personal relationship. And the truth is I have lots of them, so I'm just going to go over a few of them because I don't want to take up all of your day. I know how valuable your time is, and I'm respecting that. So as you listen, remain open to what you're hearing and withhold any evaluation or judgment. And I really want to remind you that when you start practicing these tools that I'm giving you right now, it is going to change everything in your life. It is going to make a difference in your success on every single level. Winning on the inside and out becomes a paramount experience when you use these tools. And that's going to really give you the results that you're desiring. And you're going to walk around going, yes, 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 all the time because you have so many successes. So another thing you do is become aware of what your own personal triggers are in the communication process and what shuts your listening down. Where are your judgments? Observe your own and other people's listening habits. That means you have to be present. Hello. How present are you even as I'm speaking right now? Are you multitasking? Not a criticism. I'm a multitasking queen. But I do know that when I don't multitask, when somebody's speaking to me or I'm trying to learn something, I get a lot more out of it. Just be aware. Do this, get that. Do this, do get that. That's the way it works in life. One reaction is going to create a different result. So make a list of any behaviors that you find irritating in the listening habits of other people and examine your own behavior. This is a tricky one because you know what? Those things that bug you are probably things that you've got going on inside of you. I have a friend who told me that she had this major aha the other day, and she shared this with me about 2 days ago, and she said, well, Isatis, I realized when I was listening to so-and-so tell me about whatever, that she was talking a mile a minute. There was no room for me to fit in. She wasn't listening to what I said. And I realized, oh my God, I am just like that. And she had this like, woohoo. And boy, did it teach her in a big way. She said, I was so grateful. I saw in her who I was. And when you can do that, then you start to really make, you have the ability to really make a, you know, a really big difference. So make a checklist of habits that you'd like to change and acknowledge yourself for listening habits that do work for you. When you self-explore, you find that you then know what it is that you can put your energy on shifting. Remember that if you're interrupting someone, you're not listening. When you interrupt, you have all the focus on yourself and little or none on the person speaking. And this can create a sense of separation with that person because to them it equates to not caring because you're not present. I know you don't mean to do this on purpose, but pay attention. And listen without formulating a response to the speaker. This is a big one because as listeners, we think about 500 words a minute. But most people speak about 125 to 150 words a minute, except I probably speak about 200 or 250 words a minute. I don't know, because I know I chat really fast. But you know what? When you are spending so much time with all this intertwine in between the thinking process, you have time to make up all kinds of things. So do your very best to stay present and notice the pause in your mind and just bring yourself back to the person that you're with. Because the temptation is to fill that extra space with your thoughts and the responses and all that kind of stuff. But it will hurt your degree of communication, interaction, and the engagement you really get. And also remember to listen with empathy. That means you don't need to be a fix-it. Just listen. Just hear them. Be conscious of what that person needs right then. When you're giving a presentation or you're speaking to somebody, listen to what perhaps is not being said. When somebody comes to you and they're objecting to, you know, wanting to go to the movie or wanting to go to this place to eat, or perhaps it's in business, they're just signs that people need a little more information. Maybe they need to know why it's so important to you that this happens. Do it in a calm and kind manner. And be aware of nonverbal communication if you're with somebody in person. Are their arms crossed? You know, are they rigid? Are they relaxed? Where is it that they really are? And be there with them. If you're on the phone, listen to what is really being said, what is really happening. And always ask people if it's a good time to speak before you get into any conversation with them. Remove distractions when you're on a business adventure with somebody. Don't let the dogs be barking. Don't let the kids be screaming and all that kind of stuff. Because if you do, it will really hurt your ability to stay focused. These are just some tools. I really could go on and on with more and more things. But remember, most importantly, to have self-awareness and be present to what's going to make you a real star in your business, a real star in your relationship, in your relationships. And what is it that's going to make you feel like you're winning on the inside, and therefore your outer world is going to reflect that? Because when you are practicing the art of listening, you are going to practice something that is going to change everything in every single area of your life. So you can go through this next week and you can ask yourself, wow, how can I be a better listener than I have ever been before? Remember in the other show that when I spoke about how it's about really asking very powerful questions, because it will make a difference for you in every single area of your life. You have the opportunity, my friends, to make this be the most powerful day of your life so far. Remember that your dreams create your reality. Dream bigger than you ever have before. And go to www.rwealthbuildingsystem.com, and you're going to find things shift for you tremendously. Get connected. Let's grow together. It's been awesome being with you today. And I know that as you go out and you experience the things, all these suggestions that I've had, these suggestions that I've given you, rather, you're going to find that this day will be the day that changed your forever. Have a great one. Talk to you soon.